Computers and the Internet have become an integral part of our lives to such an extent that it is hard to imagine how we ever managed without them. However, a recent survey conducted by the Czech Statistical Office shows that Czechs are still lagging behind many EU states when it comes to computer literacy and Internet access. Daniela Lazarova has more in this week's Panorama.
Most Czechs first had hands-on experience with computers after the fall of communism in 1989, when the fall of the Iron Curtain opened the door to Western technology. Even so, in the 1990s, the Internet was restricted to academic and business use. In 2000, only 10% of the population used the Internet, but the rate expanded rapidly in the following years. By 2005, 50% of the population was connected to the Internet. Then the pace of expansion slowed, and figures from 2011 show that the Czechs are below the European average, both in the number of computers per household and the number of internet connections. Today, two-thirds of Czech households have computers and 61% of households are connected to the internet. Putting the Czechs 20th and 18th respectively on the EU ladder, just below Slovakia and Poland, which also have a communist past. The EU average in internet use is 70%, with the Netherlands at the top of the ladder with 91% of the population connected to the internet. The highest number of internet users in the Czech Republic is between the age of 14 and 30, where people use the internet both in school or work or at home for entertainment, with the number of internet users dropping in the higher age brackets. While younger people are more inclined to use the internet as a source of information and entertainment and spend more hours online per week, with approximately 3 to 5 hours a week spent on social networks, older people are more inclined to employ it for practical purposes, such as more effective job hunting or in ways that will help them save money. Bohumila Beranová is from the Czech Statistical Office.
Czech usually... phone by internet using the Skype, because I think mobile services in the Czech Republic are too expensive for people. They also like to find up the information about goods and services, traveling and about health. It can be said that men surf the net more often than women, and in terms of gender profile, men buy electronics and on the other hand women just clothes, shoes, and cosmetics.
A comparative study of internet use in Chile, Sweden, and the Czech Republic shows that Czechs spend significantly less time at home online. This reflects a problem that Czech employers have been struggling to deal with. The fact that Czechs spend on average 1 hour of their work time browsing the web, either chatting with friends, shopping online, or even playing computer games or viewing porn pages. Some employers have blocked access to certain pages. Others monitor the time their employees spend on the internet. Over 10,000 companies in the country have some sort of control system. When an employee was first fired over this transgression, he took the case to court and lost. Most employers now issue warnings or fine people for wasting company time. On the other hand, some firms use it as a bonus. A recent survey showed that internet access is an important criterion for young people applying for a job, and many would be willing to accept a lower salary than that offered for a comparable job but with no internet access. Surveys even show when employees are likely to shirk their work, soon after coming in and immediately after lunch. While Czechs may be lagging behind the EU average in internet use, young Czechs have taken to social networks like ducks to water, and in the present day, shunning them amounts to social suicide. According to an EU Kids Online survey presented by the European Commission, Czech teenagers are high up on the EU ladder when it comes to networking. 90% of youngsters aged between 13 and 16 have a profile on at least one social network. 52% of Czech kids between 9 and 12 have a profile that they update regularly, compared to just 25% in France and 27% in Germany, which puts them in 8th place on the EU ladder. It also, however, involves a lot of risks, and internet safety awareness is a big topic in this country.
Tohle musí být malá Anička. Ty máš ale krásného králíčka. Pojď ukážu ti jednoho živého.
Ve skutečném životě byste své děti chránili. Proč je nechráníte i na internetu?
A TV Internet Safety Awareness ad launched several years ago, telling parents they need to know how their children spend time online and who their internet pals are. Theoretically, Czech parents are well versed in internet safety. According to a survey commissioned by Microsoft and released this week on Internet Safety Day, Czech parents got high grades when it comes to internet safety literacy. A full 90% of them were aware of the risks and how to best reduce them. However, the Internet Safety Child Helpline, established a few years ago, says that the number of calls for help they get are on the rise. While in 2007 only 7 children called in to ask for advice, last year helpline workers took 230 calls. Most complained about cyberbullying or getting pestered by someone requesting a meeting. Pavel Vichtera of safety.cz says that because children are often needy, they are easy targets.
50% českých dětí chodí na internet proto, aby se seznámili.
50% of kids get online hoping to find a new friend. And the risks are in that they have no idea who they are actually dealing with.
Seznámilo s nějakým novým kamarádem. A riziko je v tom, že toho kamaráda nemusí znát.
While young people are unable to imagine life without the internet, the elderly generally find that they can do well enough without it. Although 90% of all seniors over 70 now use a mobile phone, only a tiny fraction of the country's elderly have made friends with the internet. Bohumila Beranova again.
In the group of people in age from 65 to 74 years old use internet only 6% from them. And in the group of people in age 75 and more, it's only 1%.
However, many seniors get younger members of the household to search for whatever they need, be it a bus connection or viewing Sunday's Mass at their local church online.
Amen.
85-year-old Adolf Gurka used to attend Sunday Mass regularly until he broke his leg on the ice and was housebound. However, thanks to a new service offered by the local parish, he is not missing out on his Sunday sermon. Every Sunday morning, his son sets up his own notebook in time for the much-awaited Mass.
I've been afraid to step outside when it's icy, and this way I can follow the Mass from home. It's a great joy and a treat for me to be present at least in this manner.
For the present time, computer literacy among the elderly remains low, and most are dependent on younger family members. But as the population ages and more information and services for them become available on the internet, that is sure to change.
Daniela Lazarova there with Panorama.